I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Officials with the DNR's Deer Project are in the final year of a study on whitetails in three parts of West Virginia. They're aiming to gauge what's killing those deer and how much they're moving around. We'll get an update on the progress of that research right after this. Part 2 of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. The DNR is into the third year of a study that is following the patterns of collared whitetail deer in three areas of West Virginia.
Three study areas, one in the eastern panhandle in Hampshire County, one in the central part of the state in Barber and Upshur counties, and then one in the western part of the state in Mason and Jackson counties.
That's DNR Deer Project leader Brett Skelly, who says they are in the midst of putting on the collars for this year's class of deer in those study groups.
This year will be our third capture season for the deer research project. We're about a month in, and we've got about 45 to 50 new deer online. So we're closing in on that 300 mark for the study across all 3 years.
And they're actually hoping to have about 360 deer in the total sample to glean their data for future reference. And Skelly said there are some key factors they're looking for in these deer that they have tagged.
So this study is primarily looking at survival and cause-specific mortality. And then because we're using GPS collars, there's also the added benefit of being able to look at a home range and some different resource selection questions. So trying to figure out how much area the deer occupying seasonally, as well as, you know, what habitats they may be selecting for or may be selecting against, and then kind of building that all together into one big kind of population model that we can use to help with some of our harvest regulations.
And since the study is still in progress, there are no conclusions at this point. However, Skelly says they have been able to gain some data as they progress through the study.
Well, after 2 years, I haven't looked at any of the survival stuff in full, but you know, our sources of mortality for the most part is largely it's about 50% hunting related and 50% non-hunting related. I'll put it that way. You know, our non-hunting related mortality so far pretty much been predation and road kills, as well as over in Hampshire County, we've had a handful of clinical CWD cases.
And this is scheduled to be the last year on this research project.
Yeah, hopefully this will be the third and final year. I'm hoping we can get our sample size. We're shooting for 360 deer total, and like I said earlier, we're closing in on that 300 mark, and hoping the deer cooperate with us for the rest of the season.
I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.